Australia is likely to join the United States and expand its involvement in the Middle East. The Abbott government still hasn't received a specific request for help from President Obama, but it has again flagged the possibility of deploying more planes or military advisers. Defence experts are urging the coalition to plan for the long-term impacts of intervention in Iraq. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
Well, we'll see. Don't want to do any damage to it, that's the main thing.
Tony Abbott was doing some timber work as part of a brief tour of northern Tasmania in the hours before Barack Obama's address this morning.
I'm discovering that this isn't as easy as it looks, mate, in an unskilled hand.
The Prime Minister spoke to the President on Tuesday at a press conference in a Launceston furniture shop. Today, he again flagged the possibility of expanding Australia's involvement in the Middle East.
A specific request for military assistance in the form of air capability, in the form of military advisers, could come. It could come, but it hasn't yet come.
The nation's top spies are set to raise the terror alert from medium to high, and one of the two men in custody following yesterday's police raid in Queensland has been charged with recruiting for Islamic State militants. Tony Abbott says Australia can't ignore the conflict in Iraq.
This is at least as much a domestic security issue for us as it is an international security issue. It might be thousands of miles away, but there are people from here going there, and there are people from there coming here.
The government says the National Security Committee and Cabinet will carefully consider any request, but analysts like John Blaxland from the Australian National University's Strategic and Defence Studies Centre say US military planners will already know what Australia can offer.
I think it's pretty clear we've been asked for in-principle support at the very least, and then the details are subject to what the Americans and other coalition partners require. The bottom line is that, in essence, they don't need anything from us physically. What we would offer would be nice to have add-ons.
John Blaxland says those add-ons are likely to include SAS troops and commandos. They could take part in search and rescue operations or conduct surveillance for airstrikes on militant locations.
They're very effective, they're very good at what they do, and they have a track record of generating very, very few casualties.
If we were asked to help out in airstrikes, what would we send?
You name it, a platform that the ADF has, it's probably under consideration.
He says attack helicopters, surveillance planes and fighter jets could all possibly be deployed, as well as air traffic controllers and even airfield defence guards.
It really depends on the mix that they want, where they're going to operate from, and how they're going to plug in to the coalition forces. And it's really a question of how long is a piece of string.
The opposition expects a briefing from the government before Australia's role is expanded, but the Greens are demanding the Prime Minister publicly explain what the nation will gain.
Prime Minister Abbott should tell Australians why he thinks it would make Australia a safer place to put Australians into the Middle East alongside the Americans in a multi-year horrendous quagmire with no end in sight.
John Blaxland says the Abbott government does need to think through the long-term ramifications at home and in the Middle East.
Dealing with the so-called Islamic State is all well and good, and it's understandable to a point. But then what? We need to think that through, and I'm not hearing much about that so far, I'm afraid.
John Blaxland from the ANU, ending James Glenday's report.